In this weekend of course you will be studying the late Middle Ages, the period of time which saw first the flowering of medieval culture and then its decline in the 14th century. The main reason for the decline was the impact of the Black or Bubonic Plague, which first reached Europe in 1347 and which then reoccurred periodically for the remainder of the 14th century, with later outbreaks as late as the 18th century. The immediate impact of the plague in Europe was the destruction of anywhere between 1/4 to 1/3 of the population. The destruction varied dramatically from city to city, with some cities such as Marseille almost completely depopulated and others remaining untouched. It was largely the cities that were affected by the plague because of the close concentration of population in one area. Another important effect of the plague was on the church. The fact of the matter was that many members of the church, priests, monks, and nuns, were called into service in plague-infested areas to nurse the sick, administer church sacraments, bury the dead. As a result, church members died in far higher proportions than regular inhabitants of any area. This had a dramatic effect on the intellectual and cultural level of the church and fundamentally weakened it as an institution. Thomas Aquinas, actually St. Thomas Aquinas, was probably the most important intellectual figure of the Middle Ages. His lasting import was his ability and his attempt to unify faith and reason. Before Aquinas, the church had looked with great disdain upon the achievements of the ancient Greek rational philosophers, indeed on any philosopher. From the church's point of view, what was necessary was faith in God for spiritual salvation, and any tinkering with pagan philosophy was considered quite anti-Christian. Aquinas dramatically reversed the church position. Aquinas showed that through the use of the rational mind, through the use of rational philosophy, man could approach an understanding of God. In other words, faith was not the only avenue towards understanding God. After all, the rational mind and philosophy were part of God's creation too, asserted Aquinas. Aquinas's work led to the church's grudging acceptance of scientific and philosophical pursuits. This week's assignment is a one-page paper based on your reading of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, and you are only reading selected tales, not the entire volume, although you are free to read all of the tales. You will be reading the work as a historian, looking for historical evidence, evidence to understand the age in which the work was written, and you will not be reading the Canterbury Tales as a piece of great literature, which they are. Before writing the paper, you should review the style rules for history papers in the course. Your paper should include an introduction, paragraphs, each of which deals with a specific point which you are trying to make, and quoted evidence from the text to support your analysis. The question is, citing specific evidence from Chaucer, how religious was medieval society? As you write your paper, please do not write a paper using a structure as, for example, in the knight's paper and so forth, in the miller's tale and so forth, in the prologue and so forth, etc. You should write the paper around specific points that you're trying to make. For example, you might say that medieval society was religious because a large portion of the population was employed by the church, because the conversation of people was filled with church terminology, and because attendance at church on Sunday was mandatory. And so your paper should group around specific points you want to make to prove your interpretation of the religious nature of medieval society.